The Road to Bethlehem by Jennifer Maddy. This Christmas season, take a journey on the road to Bethlehem. Along the way, you'll meet Mary, Joseph, and others from the Christmas story. Start on December 14th. Read each page, cut out the picture from page 47 that goes with it, and tape or glue it to the nativity scene on page 24 through 25. Turn the page to get started. December 14th. Share the light. This lantern will help light the way on your journey to Bethlehem. Just like a lantern, the light of Christ helps show the way on your pathway through life. As you learn about the Savior's birth, His light will grow in you. Let it shine this Christmas season. Who can you share His light with? December 15th, The Way to Bethlehem. Words by Jan Pinborough. Music by Rachel P. Molman. Shepherds, shepherds, leave your lambs and find the way to Bethlehem. For the baby sleeping there is your Savior good and fair. Stars and angels shine His light. Find the way to Bethlehem tonight. Wise men look up to the sky for one bright star to travel by. Bring your gold and precious things. Kneel before the King of Kings. Stars and angels shine His light. Find the way to Bethlehem tonight. See how Mary holds her son, Jesus Christ, the Holy One. Joseph guards with tender care, peace and gladness fill the air. Stars and angels shine His light, find the way to Bethlehem tonight. Find your way this holy Christmas night.
December 16th, Mary. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin, a virtuous young woman, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. Mary was a righteous young woman, righteous meaning following God and having faith in Him, who lived long ago in a city called Nazareth. She was preparing to marry a good man named Joseph when, one day, the angel Gabriel appeared to her. The angel told Mary that she was blessed and highly favored, chosen because of obedience, of God. Then he told her that a wonderful thing would happen. She would have a baby who would be the Son of God. Mary was confused, but the angel told her to not fear and to have faith. Mary had faith. She believed the angel, and she believed in God. Her baby would be named Jesus. Share the light. Even though Mary was probably worried by what the angel told her, she had the faith to accept God's will. She said, "My spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." Luke chapter 1, verse 47. Have you ever been afraid because you thought something was too hard to do? Remember, God loves you and will help you. To read more about the angel's visit to Mary, read Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38.
December 17th, Joseph. Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife." Matthew 1:20. Joseph was a good man. He was a carpenter, a person who builds things. He worked hard. Soon he was going to be married to a young woman named Mary. But before the wedding, Joseph found out that Mary was going to have a baby. He was worried. People would be shocked because he and Mary weren't married yet, and the law said that Mary could be punished. Joseph didn't want that to happen. He was a just man. A man who does what is fair and right. As Joseph thought about what to do, an angel came to him. The angel told him not to be afraid to have Mary be his wife. Joseph was amazed to hear that Mary's baby would become the Savior of the world. Joseph knew Mary's baby would need a good father on earth. He trusted the angel. He knew everything would be all right. Share the light. Joseph might have worried about what people would think about Mary. Sometimes you might worry about what people will think or say about you, but what matters most are the things you say and think about others and how you treat them. Try to be like Joseph and treat others the way Heavenly Father wants you to, with love and kindness. To read more about Joseph, read Matthew 1:18-24.
December 18th, the journey. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. Luke 2:1-3. Joseph and Mary lived in the city of Nazareth. The ruler of the land made a decree, or a royal order. He said that everyone needed to be counted in a census, counting the number of people. To be counted, the people had to go to the city where their ancestors were from. Joseph's ancestors were from a town called Bethlehem. It was almost time for Mary to have her baby when she and Joseph prepared for the trip. Bethlehem was 70 to 80 miles, 112 to 128 kilometers from Nazareth. It usually took 4 or 5 days to make the journey, but it might have taken Joseph and Mary longer so Mary could rest along the way. After a long and tiring journey, Joseph and Mary arrived in Bethlehem. Share the light. Jesus Christ called himself the bread of life. He said, "He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." John 6:35. Jesus wasn't talking about food to eat. He meant that if you believe in him and feast on his word, you will be filled with his love. In Hebrew, Bethlehem means house of bread. What a perfect meaning for the place where the Savior was born. To read more about Joseph and Mary's journey to Bethlehem, read Luke 2:1-5.
December 19th, the inn. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and there was no room for them in the inn. Luke 2:6-7. Noise echoed through the narrow streets of Bethlehem. Coins jangled as people shopped for food and supplies. Animals bleated and brayed, which is the sound of sheep and donkeys as their owners led them along. Bethlehem was crowded. Many people had come to be counted for the census. Some travelers stayed with relatives. Many travelers stayed at inns and guest rooms. These places had open areas that everyone shared. But they would not be the best place for a baby to be born. Besides, they were all full of people. There was no room for Mary and Joseph. It was time for Mary to have her baby. Where could the baby be born? Share the light. There are so many things that keep you busy. School, family time, sports, and music or dance lessons. Sometimes there doesn't seem to be enough time in the day to do everything. The inn was so crowded that there wasn't room inside for Jesus to be born. How can you make room in your day to feel close to Christ? Study the scriptures, pray, and serve others. Jesus Christ will always make room for you.
December 20, the stable. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Luke 2:12. The stable was warm and quiet. A cow twitched its tail, shooing away a bug. A bell around a sheep's neck jingled softly. A donkey, perhaps Joseph's, watched bright-eyed as Joseph helped Mary get comfortable. The animals around them added warmth to the cool night. People in Bethlehem often brought their animals into a front room to help heat the house. An inn might have had a bigger area to keep the travelers' animals in. On this night in Bethlehem, all of the rooms for travelers were full. Someone suggested that Joseph and Mary could stay in the area with the animals. It would give them warmth, quiet, and privacy. Joseph filled a manger with clean, soft hay. Everything was ready for a special baby to be born. Share the light. In some parts of the world, Christmas comes when it's cold. Then people keep warm with blankets, sweaters, and hot cocoa. But what keeps you warm inside? Maybe it's the feeling of your family's love, or singing a favorite primary song, or feeling the Holy Ghost. Knowing that Heavenly Father and Jesus love you will help keep your spirit warm on the coldest night. How can you help others feel this love too?
December 21st, the Shepherds. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. The shepherds waited and watched. Their flocks were nearby, grazing or dozing in the night. But the shepherds didn't sleep. They had an important job. They took care of their sheep and made sure the animals had food and water. They also kept the sheep safe. A shepherd always had to be wide awake and watching for danger. Then the shepherds saw something that frightened them, but it wasn't a thief or a wolf, it was an angel. The angel told them not to be afraid. He had wonderful news for them. Jesus Christ, the Savior, had been born. The angel told the shepherds that they would find the baby lying in a manger in the city of Bethlehem. Suddenly, the sky was filled with angels singing and praising God. What an amazing sight! The shepherds didn't wait. They hurried to Bethlehem to see the baby Jesus. Share the light. Sheep learn to trust their shepherd, and they go to him when he calls. Each sheep is important to its shepherd. Jesus Christ called himself the Good Shepherd. You are a sheep in his flock, and he loves you and wants to bless and protect you. Have you ever noticed that a candy cane is the same shape as a shepherd's crook? When you see candy canes this Christmas, think about how Jesus is the Good Shepherd. What can you do to follow him? To read more about the shepherds, read Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 18.
December 22nd, the baby Jesus. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. The baby cried out softly, and his mother Mary held him close. She kissed his cheek and hummed a sweet song. The sleepy baby closed his eyes. Joseph and Mary watched the baby sleep, amazed at the miracle that he was. Months earlier, an angel had told them that Mary's baby would be Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And now here he was, a tiny baby asleep in Mary's arms. Mary wrapped baby Jesus in swaddling clothes to keep him warm and safe. Swaddling clothes are strips of cloth wrapped snugly around a baby. Now she placed him in the manger so she could rest. Hundreds of years before this night, prophets of God had written the birth of Jesus Christ. The prophet Isaiah called Jesus Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. A counselor is someone who gives advice or guidance. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. All of those important names describe the Savior. On this night in Bethlehem, he was also a baby boy, loved by his mother and father. Share the light. The prophet Isaiah said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah didn't say, "Unto Mary and Joseph," or "unto the people in Bethlehem." He said, "Unto us." Jesus Christ was born to bless everyone. He was born to bless you. What does this mean to you? When you see a nativity scene this Christmas, look at the baby in the manger and remember that he was born for you. To read about the Savior's birth, read Luke chapter 2, verses 6 through 19, or see page 35.
December 23rd, the wise men. There came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 2. One star shone more brightly than the rest, and the wise men followed it like a compass. They had been watching for the star, and they knew it would lead them to a new king. In Bethlehem they found Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. Here was the new king. The wise men knelt down to worship Jesus. They gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, gifts fit for a king. Frankincense and myrrh were used in medicine and perfume. The baby Jesus would grow up to be the Savior of the world. Share the light. Your journey to Bethlehem has almost come to an end, but your pathway through life is just beginning. You can be like one of the wise men who followed the light of the star to Jesus. Even though you will have challenges along the way, following the light of Christ will lead you to happiness. You can't give Jesus a present like the wise men did, but what gifts can you give Jesus? As you follow Christ, your light will brighten the way for others. To read more about the wise men, read Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 12.
December 24th, the Nativity Story. A long time ago, a woman named Mary and a man named Joseph were going to be married. Mary and Joseph were good people who did what God wanted them to do. One day an angel came to Mary and told her she was going to have a baby. The angel said she should name the baby Jesus. The baby would be the Son of God, the Savior. Mary and Joseph had to travel to a town called Bethlehem to pay taxes. The town was very crowded, so Mary and Joseph spent the night in a place where animals were kept. That night, baby Jesus was born. A new star appeared in the sky. Shepherds were taking care of sheep in nearby fields. Angels came and told the shepherds that the Savior had been born. Shepherds were taking care of sheep in nearby fields. Angels came and told the shepherds that the Savior had been born. The shepherds went to find and worship the baby Jesus. Far away, wise men saw the new star. They knew it was a sign that the Savior had been born. They followed the star until they found Jesus. They gave him presents and worshiped him. Jesus grew up in a town called Nazareth. He learned to be helpful, kind, and obedient. He learned everything that he needed to learn to be our Savior. He always followed God's plan for him.
I can follow Jesus. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Point to the pictures of these people who were part of the Nativity story. We can be like Mary and Joseph by doing what God wants us to do. We can be like the shepherds and the wise men by following Jesus Christ. We can be like the angels by telling others the real story of Christmas. And we can be like Jesus by following his example. End of the article, The Road to Bethlehem, by Jennifer Maddie.